I greet you. This is day minus one of Write a Novel in 30 Days, the podcast dedicated to writing a novel, you guessed it, in 30 days. Although this podcast will reference National Novel Writing Month on a regular basis, it is not associated with NaNoWriMo in any way. I'm just a fan, I'm a participant, and I want to help people get through NaNoWriMo with as little stress as possible. Because November's already a stressful month for most of us, why add to it? Today's prep work topic, if you're into that kind of thing, is story ideas. One of the banes of every author's existence is that dreaded question, where do you get your ideas? As Stephen King and Merle Lafferty and Dean Wesley Smith and pretty much any author you will ever speak to will tell you, ideas are a dime a dozen. By that, I mean people will pay you a dime to take a dozen of them, because there's just too many ideas out in the world to stress over it. And the fact of the matter is, there's a finite number of actually original ideas out there. Think of the most original book, original movie, original television show that you can think of. Just think of anything. I guarantee you that if you boil it down to its barest essentials, it's going to fit into something you've already seen before, you've already read before, you've already heard before. It's fine. There's a billion vampire stories out there, but only you can tell your vampire story. And then I won't read it because I don't like vampire stories. But that's just me. I know a person. She's a really good friend of mine. She starts off every single one of her stories, whether they be short stories, middle-length stories, or even full-blown novels. She starts off with a question. What if? And I found myself, from time to time, getting a story idea based on a what if. I have something of a twisted imagination in my daily life, and I will see something, and I will wonder, what if that situation got twisted just ever so slightly? My published work, Seeing Red, I got that story idea because the thing that happens to the main character at the beginning of the story actually happened to me. I was on my way to the grocery store, minding my own business, when suddenly a car came by and the people inside threw an egg at me. And I just thought, what if I threw a rock at their car? In reality, I would have missed, because I can't throw. But in my imagination, I saw the rock hit someone in the head and kill them. And I know that's kind of a dark thing to say when you're talking about a real-life incident. I did not throw a rock. I don't think I would have thrown a rock. I wouldn't have had the guts, because even if it hadn't actually hit someone, it might have hit the car, or they might have seen me throw the rock and decide to come pummel me just for the whole intent of throwing the rock at them. Whatever. It doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is, in my imagination, I saw it kill someone, and I went, story idea. Someone who in reality would never hurt a fly just has some bad things happen to him, and all of a sudden he snaps. And he ends up going on a killing spree. And Seeing Red was the result. I have gotten several ideas from witnessing real-life things. I think Seeing Red is the only one I actually wrote. And you can find story ideas no matter where you are in the world. Say you're at a shopping mall, and you see a couple fighting, and you create kind of an internal story for them. Who are they? What's their background? How did they meet? Why are they fighting? What's going to happen after they're no longer in a public place? What's their deal? And you can write a story based on that. Ideas are everywhere. Ideas can come from your dreams. I know at one point when I was younger, much, much younger, I had a dream where I was a member of a family who had bought a house, and the younger brother could be heard talking to himself in his bedroom, and it turned out that he wasn't talking to himself, he was talking to an entity that lived in the wall, and the wall made him do things. I don't think I ever wrote that story, but it has stuck with me for many, many years. I'll probably never write that story because when I say it out loud, it sounds stupid. And you know what? You're allowed to write the stupid stuff, too. There's no rule about what you should write. either for NaNoWriMo or even outside NaNoWriMo. Write the story you want to tell. I think this one's going to be one of the shorter episodes. I did say they were going to be 5 to 10 minutes, and I want this one to be closer to the 5 than the 10. But just think about that. When you're out and about doing your thing, kind of observe the people around you. Observe the situations around you. If you don't know what to write for NaNoWriMo, you can fix that. All you gotta do is open your eyes. If you have something that you would like to contribute to the discussion, please feel free to leave a comment in the show notes of this page. You can find this podcast at darrenblake.net. I'll talk to you tomorrow, because we are just 2 days away. Theme music for this podcast is Raving Energy, Faster by Kevin MacLeod, used under a Creative Commons attribution license. Find this and other tracks at his website, incompetech.com.